Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Hello, boys.
What's up, Tone? And moderator, AJ.
Good evening.
We're all back. D-Say, behind-the-scenes guy, hasn't missed a beat since he's been on here.
He's
in the house. We have a super fun episode on tap. It's just a super good time for sports right now. We just got done watching the Little League World Series. Gavin Ware just threw 14 strikeouts, had a no-hitter, and just six innings of ball play, and they won 1-0. Any you guys got anything to say about our guy Gavin Ware here?
Yeah, super impressive run. What they did tonight, it's the first time that it's been done since 2019.
It's been a while.
Wow.
Oh, well, that was weird. Oh. We were like all interconnected. That's
you really
cute.
Love to see that. That was adorable.
Yeah, but other than that, we have week zero. Have you guys ever heard the term week zero?
I have not. I'm pumped to hear it, though.
It's basically college football before week one. All the major teams you're going to be waiting for, Alabama's, Ohio State's, Oklahoma's, all those guys, they play week one. There's hundreds of games on. But this is week zero. We have five games, seven games, two of them are FCS, five games that we're going to be talking about. And basically, this is football season starts now.
We're back, baby.
It's right now. We
super
got
super excited. I mean,
these games count. They call it week zero just because it's such a small just kind of spread of games. So week zero, we're talking about that. And we also have the BMW Championship this weekend. And that's super exciting because you got the top 70 golfers in the world, or maybe they're not the best 70 golfers in the world, but as far as FedEx points go, they are the top 70, and they are going to be playing this weekend to get into the last playoff, and that will cut the field down to 35. So it's super interesting. There's going to be no cut this weekend. So as far as DraftKings goes, it's going to be a lot of potential for a lot of points, and no matter what happens after the first 2 days, your team can still be in to win money. So we're going to be talking about that. AJ doesn't have a DraftKings tonight. We will tell you why later. He's pretty pumped about it.
Mm-hmm.
We all give him his credit. But yeah, super fun episode. Tone, what are you feeling about week zero?
I'm excited. Honestly, it's just exciting to have football back. Can't wait to bet on it. Obviously, we love the NFL. That's our preference, but man, I'll take anything I can get right now. We have five games to really dig our teeth into, and I can't wait.
Yeah, real quick, you know, I'm a man of shout-outs, so I kind of want to just take a quick second before we get in there. Some birthdays this week.
Yeah, sure is.
A lot of birthdays.
My guy back home, Jay Money, shout-out to my guy Jay Money. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jay, brother.
There's a guy behind the scenes, our guy D-Say, just had a birthday, turning 30, and Tone, I think you had a pretty big birthday in your life not too long ago.
Yeah, shout out my fiance, my baby mom, Alyssa, turned 30 yesterday.
A lot of birthdays.
Yeah, happy, a lot of 30s.
A lot 31 for my guy Justin.
I want to say welcome.
Getting up there.
It's a great place to be.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good on this side.
It's fine. As soon as you get here, you're like, wow, this is actually really nice.
Yeah, once you get in, dip your toes in, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So, I have some time.
Yeah, other than that, though, I mean, yeah, we're going to be talking some football. I have five lines for you guys to debate and discuss, and if you guys want to take it, cool. If you guys want to pass, let us know. And I also have some futures bets for college football we can talk about. And then, as mentioned, we will finish up with some golf. So what do you say we jump into these lines?
Jump right in. All right, yeah, run it.
All right, so first game of NCAA Week 0, we have a Big Ten matchup. We have the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They are -7. They are at Illinois, taking on the Fighting Illini. The over-under for this game is 55 points.
I think this is actually going to be a really good matchup. You got the Fighting Illini, Illinois. They got a new head coach. I think he's really kind of underrated. And then you got Nebraska's head coach, Scott Frost. He's kind of had some negative things coming off as far as off the field goes. I think that could have an effect on the road in Illinois. I don't know. Illinois is their quarterback back. They have some really tough running backs. I feel like they should be able to keep this close. At home, if I'm getting +7 to start the year off, I think it's foolish not to take it. I think there's incredible value there. If you acted quickly, you could have got it at about 7.5 or 8. Now you better hurry up to get it at 7 because it's going down to 6.5 quickly. So for me, I'm going to take Illinois +7. I think that's probably one of the better bets I feel good about as far as this week goes.
Yeah, so this is going to be the start of Nate Kerr's Nebraska. It's going to be a whole segment. I am not high on these guys. I know Adrian Martinez is coming back at the quarterback position, but like Tone mentioned, there's a lot going on with Scott Frost and the organization. But since Nebraska, or since Scott Frost has been there, they are 5-11 against the spread when they're favored. So I'm just kind of looking at numbers here. Illinois is returning 18 starters, which is huge. So I think I'm kind of leaning the under, but I'm going to luck it in. I'm going to take Illinois getting that 7 right now because, like Tone was saying, I can see this line even getting the 6 at some point.
I don't think the money line's a terrible idea. Just sprinkle a little something on it.
Yeah, home too. And who then I know Nebraska, they are returning a good amount of their starters on offense, but big for Adrian Martinez. He needs to avoid the turnovers. He already has fumbled 32 times in his two seasons in Nebraska. So I think that's huge. If Nebraska avoids turnovers, I think me and Tone may be eating our words, but I just don't see it. So I'm lucky to take Illinois.
I like that pick. Did you guys know that Joe Burrow wanted to go to Nebraska when he was transferring, but they decided they would prefer Adrian Martinez? So that's,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun little fact since we're talking about him.
I can go on air and saying right now that Adrian Martinez will not start a single game in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, by far.
And that's just crazy to think about because Joe Burrow is the franchise quarterback right now. It's just a tale of two. It's crazy.
So the next game we have the UConn Huskies, and they are some stinkies. They are plus 27.5. They are heading to Fresno State to take on the Bulldogs. Over-under for this game is 63 points.
Yeah, so like AJ said, they are stinky. They did opt out last year, so they haven't taken a live snap in a real game in 638 days. So who has any idea what they're bringing to the table?
Some independent guys, too. They don't even have a conference.
Yeah, they got booted.
Yeah, and they're bad. They're not getting any good recruits. I love the over because I think Fresno State can score 68 points or 69, 70 by themselves. So I had it written down, but I'm going to end up passing on the over, and I'm going to just flat out take Fresno State, giving the 27.5. You'll usually never see me lay these kind of odds or point spread to any team in any situation, but this is week one. UConn hasn't seen a football field in 2 years. I think Fresno State goes out there. They're going for a bowl bid, and I think Fresno State gets them by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I do think this is an interesting spot because, again, UConn hasn't played. They opted out last year. So it's a tough game to handicap, but I have to lean towards Fresno State. So for me, they're returning 20 starters. They do have a transfer quarterback, but they had one of the best pass offenses in the Mountain West Conference last year. They only played 6 games. They went 3-3. But again, I think at home with an unsure UConn team, again, they haven't played in 600-something days, like you said.
Right.
I don't like to take those big numbers, but 27.5, I can sneak in. That's 4 touchdowns. I think this team is 4 touchdowns better. I did kind of want to lean towards under, but I'm going to luck it in and take Fresno State minus 27.5.
Back to back.
Okay,
two
back
for
to
two
back.
To start the
week zero.
Yeah,
look it in.
Love to see it.
All right, so the Hawaii Warriors, they are plus 17.5 points. They are flying to the mainland to take on UCLA Bruins. Over under for this game, 68 points.
So I guess I'm going to have to take another favorite. I can't help it. I think Chip Kelly really is starting to kind of get this team in gear, starting to kind of excel and get the, you know, organization or the university in the direction they want to. They have 10 defensive starters returning, 10 offensive starters returning. I just think their defense should be improved. We already stated they have a ton of veterans on offense. Hawaii will probably compete, but I think in the second half, you might see this UCLA Bruins team excel. And if I'm getting I really wanted minus 16.5 or minus 17, but I'll take that minus 17.5 because I think that they're just a team that's going to excel week one.
Yeah, so what kind of scares me about that in the mind of a sports bettor, I've seen this line shift, and not that much, half a point. I have it written down from earlier today that Hawaii was getting 18. and the over-under was 68.5. So those are half points that once I see that shift, boom, instantly in my head, like, okay, maybe someone knows something that I don't. But I know I shouldn't because a half point is meant to scare people like me. But I do like your take about UCLA's offense under Chip Kelly. They got Dorian Thompson-Robinson coming back. He's a fourth-year quarterback, and I think he's got a lot to prove, especially in a pretty tough conference out there in the West. I think they had a frustrating year last year. They didn't quite get the win total they were looking for, but they were really coming on towards the end of the year. They had a top 20 offense. But Hawaii last year had the best ranked defense they've had in quite some time. And I think they come out and they get some stops, but not this game. I think their defense improves vastly after they play UCLA. I love the 17.5, like Tom was saying. I would take it at 17 or 16.5 in a blink of an eye. But I'm going to go ahead and take the over. And take over 68 because I think UCLA scores. They score a lot and they score quick. And I think Hawaii adds some points towards the end. And maybe they even sneak like a 42-28 or something like that. Something crazy that they beat the line. So I'm going to just take the over.
Okay. All right, second to last game, we have the UTEP Miners. They are minus 10 on the road. They're traveling to New Mexico State. They are taking on the Aggies. Over-under for this game, it's 56.5 points.
Okay, yeah, so UTEP opened as just 8.5-point favorites, and that line shifted 1.5 already. So I don't like how that already shifted. I can't imagine where it's going to go from here. I don't know if it'll go up to 10.5, 11, or slip back down to 9.5 at some point. So I'm going to overall just go ahead and pass. But then again, New Mexico State didn't play last year, so that might be incentive to kind of jump on UTEP because you just never know after a long layoff. You're missing literally a whole year of football. So you never know. It's super weird this year, super weird this week. They all have full training camps and preseason. It's way different than it was last year. But I'll end up just leaning towards UTEP.
Yeah, I will also lean towards UTEP. I like them under 10, and it's hard to handicap because New Mexico State didn't play in the fall last year. They actually did play two games in the spring, but it's hard to really count that. So there's not a lot of things going on in New Mexico. I would like to think they could try to cover that at home, but once it got to 10, if it climbs above, I definitely don't like it. I will maybe lean towards it under 10. I had them at minus 9. I liked it, but I'm going to ultimately pass this game as well.
Right on.
Okay, we have the last game. It's Southern Utah, plus 22.5. They are at San Jose State. Over-under for this game is 56 points.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just another game I'm just going to pass. I don't like big spreads a lot. I did take an exception with UConn because, again, they just didn't play, and I think that's an interesting spot where they're real stinky. So I will, you know, maybe accept on that game, but for this game, I just got to pass. I don't love that 22.5. It's a strange number, and it's not something I really like to get behind. I don't like that 22.5 number in college, so I'm gonna pass the game.
Yeah. So San Jose State last year finished 7-1. They had a AP poll. They had a spot in the AP poll and a bowl game bid. So I'm thinking, why is this game not more than 22.5? Because Southern Utah finished 1-5 last year. And I guess I didn't research enough, so I'm not going to ultimately take a pick. But in my opinion, I think this game should be more towards like 27.5, 28, like the UConn game. So with that being said, that fishy line is a little too fishy for me. I'm going to go ahead and pass along with my co-host Tone on the San Jose State game.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up the Week 0 slate. For the two of you guys who really enjoy betting on football, college football is rolling. Then you get the NFL going. Are you two into watching both as betting aspects go, or do you like to just strictly stick to NFL when that comes around?
I prefer the NFL. I do like watching the Buckeyes and some of the big games, you know, big marquee games in college, but I don't like betting on college. So for me, I'm an NFL guy all day. I feel like that's where I can make my bread and butter, and it just... The key numbers seem to be so much more impactful in NFL, and it doesn't line up in college as much, so it's just hard for me to handicap it.
Yeah, so I would say that I do prefer the NFL. I feel like I'm better at it. I make more money on it, theoretically. But I know nothing more in my heart than I love than betting and watching college football. On a Saturday, I make sure I never work on Saturdays. It starts at noon. I have 11 different channels full of games, and I'll bet on every single one of those games for entertainment purposes only.
Sure.
And then I'll switch through. I'll get all pissed off because I'll usually go like 4-6 on the day or 5-5. It's college football is probably the hardest sport to bet other than baseball, in my opinion,
because you
really never know. But I love it. And then you get more games starting at 2, then 3, then a bunch more at 4, then a ton at night. Man, I'm exasperated.
Okay.
I just love college football. I'm not even a huge fan of Ohio State. They're my favorite team, but I just love college football just in its entirety.
Okay. All right. So what I got for you guys here, I have 3 futures bets. So just in case someone like Tone, who you might not be into betting on college football week by week, I got a little couple things here to wet your palate. Maybe you can throw a couple bucks in to start the year. The first one I'm going to start with, it's the 2021 Heisman odds. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you guys the top 5 odds. You can tell me if you like one of the 5. Maybe you guys have a dark horse that I don't have up here on my top 5, and we'll go from there. So number 1, it's Spencer Rattler, quarterback from Oklahoma. He is plus 550. Number 2 is JT Daniels, quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs, plus 700. Number 3 is Bryce Young, quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide, plus 1,000. Number 4, C.J. Stroud, plus 1,100. He's the quarterback for our Ohio State Buckeyes. Number 5, if either one of you two want to take a stab at it, feel free.
I got you.
DJ
Uiagalelei.
I believe they call him Big Cinco.
Okay.
Makes it a little bit easier for you guys. He's the quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. He is also plus 1,100. So my question for you guys to start is, who do you guys like as far as Heisman for 2021 goes?
Yeah, so I obviously on the episode earlier where we did the Power Hour, I think you had asked about a college athlete or someone you're super excited to watch. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned Spencer Rattler, so I think he's got a super good chance of winning it. But I feel like that's a little too easy. Hey, I don't want to just take the favorite, but I think he's got a great chance of winning it. I also like DJ Uiagalelei because he's already in that Dabo Sweeney offense. I actually watched him. I don't know if you guys have watched QB1 on Netflix. He was actually the backup at St. John Bosco's behind Rial Mitchell, who right now transferred out of Iowa State and now is playing with Temple, who probably might not start. So it's just going to say that he was behind this guy. And Rial Mitchell was the star of the show. Then DJ Uiagalelei was just kind of hanging on in the back. So I really like him, but I'm going to take a dark horse. I'm going to go a little further down the list. I actually took this guy when he was in Houston, when he was an even bigger odds favorite.
Dakota's favorite college quarterback is who you're about to talk about. Yep.
Yeah, and he ended up only playing 4 games. He transferred, and this is his second year in Miami University, and that's De'Arik King.
Okay.
He's plus 2,200, and I took him. I put a little wager on him legally when he was in Houston, only played those 4 games. Broke my heart, but I'm going to stick with him. I love him as a quarterback. I love him in that Miami Hurricane system. I think the Hurricanes get themselves a Heisman this year.
Okay. Really love to see that. For me, I really wanted to take our Ohio State boy, C.J. Stroud. It's just hard to take such a young guy at this position. And one thing that stuck out to me is in the last 11 seasons, only one guy in the top 3 odds to start the season has won the Heisman, and that was Baker Mayfield. So shout out Baker, but for that, I can't take Spencer Rattler. I can't take some of these top guys. I'm going to go ahead and take a guy who I honestly think this team could be undefeated until they get to the ACC championship, or they will most likely play Clemson. I'm going to take Sam Howell. So wow. North Carolina's quarterback,
okay,
they literally could win every single game. They do have a couple tough matchups. They have to beat Notre Dame. They have to beat Miami. It's not going to be easy, but I think if they are undefeated, they're definitely going to wax Virginia Tech immediately to start the season.
Yikes.
So I think if he can get over these hurdles, that offense is really explosive. And I just want to take someone that you're not going to hear on every other station or every other podcast. So for me, I think he's plus 1,500 odds, and I'll take that all day. Sam Howell, North Carolina, Tar Heels.
Yeah, his schedule is pretty cake.
It's easy for him.
When you're in the ACC, it's cake. So it's just something for the people listening back home. If you are interested in any of those top five, I want to tell you that the last three Heisman-winning preseason odds, like to start the year, last year Devontae Smith, plus 6,600. That was pretty wild. The year before that, Joe Burrow, he was plus 4,000 to start the year.
Crazy, man.
The year before that, Kyler Murray, he was plus 3,000. So these top five names look very, what's the word I'm looking for? They look very appealing, but the last few years it hasn't been so. And my question for you guys, a little trivia, what is the last preseason favorite to win the Heisman?
To win it?
Yep.
Is it Baker, what I just said earlier?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Ooh, that's a good question. I got to look back.
Man, I'm not great at this.
Lamar Jackson, but no, he wasn't a favorite when he won it.
He was not a favorite.
Not when he won it, but he was probably a favorite the next year.
Ooh.
Oh, did you look it up?
No.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm looking at Heisman guys.
Oh.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota?
It has been 7 years.
Yeah, that sounds
it
right.
It was Marcus Mariota. He was plus 425 to start the year, and he actually won the Heisman. So it's been a while since someone's done it. So just keep that in mind if you're looking at that specific bet.
It would be crazy to see the week in and week out progression of the odds for a guy like Devontae Smith starting at that six, or Joe Burrow, and just seeing what week was it that really peaked and all those odds shift. I don't know. I think that'd be super interesting to a graphic to look at.
Yeah. So next bet I got for you guys, it's the national championship odds. So we have basically what I'm going to call as our top six teams. And after that, I'll tell you guys, there's a huge drop. So we have Alabama Crimson Tide plus 260, Clemson Tigers plus 450, Oklahoma Sooners plus 600, Georgia Bulldogs plus 650, and then we have our Ohio State Buckeyes coming in at plus 700. Again, those are our top six teams. Following Ohio State, we have Iowa State and Texas A&M. They're both plus 2,500. So you can really see the drop. To top off the top 10, LSU and Florida are both 2,800. So my question to you guys, who do you guys like in those odds? And is there any possible chance whatsoever that someone outside of the top six could surprise us?
You know, just going with history of the college football playoffs, it's always these top dogs.
Top heavy, yeah.
You know, until the numbers and history changes, I'll probably just go with the top guys. I'm biased, but I have to go with the Buckeyes. I don't know. I think there's a few good teams that could win. I got to fade Alabama for once. They can't win every year. And another interesting stat I heard is Saban has only won a couple times when they've been pre-ranked number one in the season. Normally he wins when they're second, third, et cetera.
Yeah,
so,
like Clemson was number one last year.
Exactly. So I'll fade Alabama. I'm going to fade Clemson. I really think it could be maybe the Sooners versus the Buckeyes in the championship. I got to go with the Buckeyes, and we'll see what happens. But I just like those guys at those odds.
It kind of sucks because, like you said, it's just repeating the same teams over and over. And it's literally the top five, Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Buckeyes, and Clemson. Year in and year out, it's always those five teams. So I'm going to kind of get a little crazy because I do think it's going to be Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma for sure in the playoffs. It will be kind of I don't know about Ohio State's quarterback. It makes me nervous, but obviously it's Ohio State. They're stacked. So I would think it'll be a toss up between Georgia and Ohio State. But I'm going to look at a couple teams way outside. Tone, and actually it's me and Tone's Heisman teams. They're both plus 5,000 to win it all, and that's Miami and North Carolina. I don't think they're going to win it all, but I think they're going to find themselves close to that top 4, 5, 6, 7. I love these teams. I love Sam Howell and De'Aaron King. Those are my two guys who I really put on the top of my list for Heisman. It's really weird that you said him. But I think Miami and North Carolina have a really good chance at sniffing at it. But obviously we already know who's it's going to be 4 out of 5 of those teams to make the playoff. But just to kind of go outside a little bit, look, keep an eye out if you want to put 5, 10 units, nothing crazy on one of those teams. You can come out pretty good. Maybe take a couple weeks off work.
Okay. All right. So I have one more for you guys here. It's pretty simple. We have the Ohio State win total this year. It's 11 wins. Are you guys taking the over or the under?
Oh, I'm passing. That's one game. You get 12 regular mm-hmm. season games. Does that count Big Ten championship?
I think it's just regular season.
Yeah, so 11, I hate to say it, but I think they're going to go 11-1. I think Indiana gets them this year.
Yeah, I mean, if it's one game, I guess I'll just pass.
It's tough, isn't it?
I think they'll maybe push. But who knows? They could lose a couple games. It's hard to say. College football is crazy. Sports in general are wild. So I really want to go with the over. But at 11, if anything, I'll pass and maybe hope you get the push. But you know, it could go under, unfortunately.
Appalachian State, Michigan is all I got to say.
You know, look at the schedule. I really like the over. But I know our guy, D. Say, sent us a little update a couple days ago basically saying, you know, last year, COVID, you could replay some games here or there, but they've basically changed it to where if you can't play, it's a forfeit.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan
of
that.
Yeah, and that's such a big deal.
From a betting aspect, that's scary.
Man, it really makes you not want to touch any of these over-unders.
Yeah.
Terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah. Take it week by week.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, that will basically conclude our week zero. Basically, it's just a small sample size of what we got coming up this year and covered a couple of futures bets. You guys mentioned we had a pretty exciting DraftKings last week, the Northern Trust. Would one of the two of you like to kind of update us on how that played out last week?
Not me.
Yeah, it was fun. It was, again, this is the start of the playoffs for golf. If you've been following the Luck Changers podcast, you've got a pretty good synopsis of how the golf season's been going. We've done DKs plenty of weeks, and you know, it's exciting to see these top 70 guys get into the same field. So for this one, the Northern Trust, this was not the top 70 guys yet, but they're all competing. And my favorite golfer, one of AJ's favorite golfers, met in a playoff. It was really fun to see Cam Smith versus Tony Finau. Unfortunately for Cam Smith, he kind of struggled coming out. But fortunately for our guy, Tony Finau, shout out him, he came out victorious. So it was really exciting. AJ had him on his squad per usual, and AJ mm-hmm. earned a week off in the DK because of that.
Ribbit.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this week off. Pretty pumped about my guy. He ended his drought. Second career win, first since 2016. He's always been in and around, sniffing the finish line, but he's never crossed it since 2016. So he's back. He got a dub. It was cool to watch that. Me and Tone may or may not have put a little friendly wager on that last playoff hole. We don't need to discuss it. But, yeah, I figured I'm going to give my guy Tony a week off and take some pressure off of his shoulders. That way he doesn't have to worry about killing it, being on my DraftKings. But that takes us to this week. We have the BMW Championship. It is at Caves Valley Golf Club, Baltimore, Maryland. It tees off tomorrow, Thursday, 8:25. Defending champ, John Rahm. We can discuss this a little bit, and the two of you can give us your DraftKings.
Yeah, John Rahm was really fighting there, and he just kind of fell out towards the end.
I mean, he was one missed putt away from being in the playoff.
Right, so. And I had a DraftKings last week. It wasn't in the podcast, but I kept showing the boys, and it, unfortunately, with John Rahm falling out. And then they had the delay a whole day. Probably took a lot of steam out of a lot of the guys, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I love Tony Finau, but I just feel like, who knows, maybe what could have happened, because he was not playing that good on that Saturday. But then I don't know. You never know. I love Tony Finau, but it hurt me personally, so that's why I'm bitching. So anyway, yeah, I'm super excited for this weekend. Top 70, there's no cut. And I have two different lineups. And I was telling myself, I'm like, okay, I can go with this one. It was my cheaper entry. And, yeah, and I could tell everybody, and it'll be fine. But I'm like, I need to speak this into existence. I'm putting my big daddy on there. This is the win 250K.
Okay.
I'm putting this line up. I'm speaking it to existence. I'm speaking it to the universe. The universe is going to pay me back, and I'm going to take a year off work and
also pay us.
And then you
heard
guys
it here
then,
first.
Yeah, then you guys are going to be on the pay stubs here.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. So, I'm going to speak it to existence. I'm not going to go first though.
I'll go first.
Throw it to Tone.
So again, like Nate mentioned, this is a no-cut event. So if you're listening at home, you got to draft your team accordingly, because if you know that there's you can't miss the cut, you can take some chances on a guy or two that maybe it's a little lesser value, but he is going to play all weekend, four rounds. So, again, that's an important factor to think about.
Oh, man, I know who you're going to say after that. That makes me sick.
Another thing, we're playing on bent grass again. So, you know, that definitely changes how the putting goes. We don't have as much water on this course, but we do have a lot of sand. So,
you got a guy who can probably take some chances, hit it far?
Maybe. But with my first guy, I got to go with my Aussie, Cam Smith.
Oh, okay.
9,500. I will continue to take him until he gives me a reason not to. He was one bad drive away from possibly winning the Northern Trust. So he did end up losing, but he's had a second place finish, a fifth place finish, and a 10th place finish in his last three starts. He gets a ton of birdie or better opportunities. To me, he's one of the best players in the world. He's my favorite golfer. I got to go with Cam Smith at 9,500.
The way he's been playing is just fun to watch. If you golf personally, you can watch some of these guys, and the way Smith has been playing is absolutely miraculous. It killed me in my DraftKings, so it was hard to watch, but I couldn't do anything but respect it. I love his attitude. I love everything about him. But I think people are sleeping on my first guy. He's the best golfer in the world. They are undervaluing him. Even though he's over 10,000, he is number one in the world, and now it's time for him to insert dominance, and you just nailed it. It's my guy Dustin Johnson. He's only 10,400. He's made eight top tens out of his 15 cuts he's made, so when he makes the cut, he's going to be in the top 10, and now it's time for him to lock in. I think he wins this event, so I'm saying it here live. We're going to clip it, put it on TikTok, and it's going to be really fun. I think Dustin Johnson goes absolutely off. People are forgetting about him, which is silly. So I'm taking DJ. 10,400, easy.
It's good value. Yeah.
It really is.
Thanks, guys.
You love to hear it. With my second golfer, I got to go with Rory. I don't like to go with Rory a lot. It's probably the first time I picked him all year. He's 9,400. But this is a long drive course that should really free things up for him, allow him to play his game. I think he has a chance to win or at least be in the top five. So I know it's not sexy anymore. He used to be a number one golfer in the world, but he's sitting at 28 right now. He needs a really strong weekend. And at 9,400, I'm going to give him a chance this week. So I'm taking a couple chances with my team this week.
I thought you were going to take Bryson DeChambeau.
Stay tuned.
Oh.
He's still on there? Under 90? Good. He should be under 9,400.
Dakota's favorite golfer, by the way.
Wow. You like really De'Aaron King and Bryson DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau. That's wild. His boy.
I ain't never heard that.
But, no. Rory's just, every time I pick him, he's just so frustrating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it because I just think he's lost it.
Ooh.
Not lost it, but he's got the yips. I don't know if he's going to get it back this season.
I don't ever take him, but we'll
maybe
see
next
about
season.
This weekend.
But I'm going to take money. I mean, just the most consistent guy on tour. He's going to finish in the top 10, and I don't know why they still undercharge for him. It's my guy. Louis Oosthuizen. It's only 9,600. What a value. My guy's finished second and feels like the last 11 events he's played in. So, Louis Oosthuizen, seven top tens, and I'm sure all seven are in the last like week and a half. So, I think that's pretty money. Louis Oosthuizen's an easy pick.
I think the thing about him, though, is do you want to watch it if you're listening? Because he has a neck injury. So, that's why he's undervalued. And he could potentially, he'll probably play, but he could have some problems there. So if you are listening, make sure that Louis ends up playing before you put him on your team.
Well, that's
I do
fair.
Like the pick. It's great value if he does play.
Right. And I just think his golf swing is just, he's not one of those guys who goes out there to kill the ball. He's so smooth, and his mechanics are great. I think he I mean, if he needs surgery at some point, like a Peyton Manning, he has to golf eight more times.
No, yeah, I agree. Eight more days.
He can wait.
You're getting him at a discount because of that. So
we'll see. I love that you threw that in there. Sure. Yeah, definitely keep an eye out because that would make myself look better. And now that I guess I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he had missed the last few events. I just thought that was more a family time because I follow him on Instagram a lot of time with his family.
Oh,
good call on that for sure. Also, if you were ever wondering, I'm sure me, Tone, AJ, DC, we all fill out more than one DraftKings as far as football goes. So if you ever wondered, so we'll all get into our own little league, and then we'll throw some other lineups out there as far as bigger leagues to win bigger money. If you're ever wondering, hey, you don't say these on air. What else do you like? What are your other lineups? Go ahead and shoot us an email, a little message. We'll literally tell you our lineups. That for doesn't sure. hurt us whatsoever. So go ahead, even maybe make it public. Shoot us something on our Facebook wallpaper. What is it called?
Yeah.
I'm aging myself.
Yeah, wallpaper.
Wow, okay.
What is it called? Newsfeed?
Yeah. Just says something.
Yeah, our MySpace wall. You could leave a little comment on our MySpace wall.
Hit us on the feed. Hit us with the DM.
So we're at luckchangers at AIM.
AOL.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Got the free trial.
Yeah.
All right. So with my third guy, I'm going to take my least favorite golfer.
Oh.
On this course, I can't help him. It's Bryson. Mm. I hate to take Bryson DeChambeau, but he had 17 birdies on his first 36 holes last week. He did have a pretty rough Saturday, but man, this guy has a ton of potential. On this course, you need a big drive. He has the biggest drive as far as the whole tour goes. So I will go ahead and take Bryson with my third guy at 9,300.
The disappointment on me and AJ's face has
we just looked at each other.
I'm not happy about it.
We just both frowned, and it's really hard for us to frown. We're
Big Daddy Bryson.
Yeah, we're just smiley guys, and then you just do that to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy you took Brooks like that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go with my third guy. And I went, he's a little mid of the road, but he's always finding himself in the mix to win it. And that's Harris English. He's only 8,400, which I'm starting to understand these prices because there are only 70 people literally in the cut. So I'm looking down at the 6,000 guys, and they're really good value. So I do have a few DraftKings where I do have some super low guys, but I kept it pretty top heavy for the most part, nothing too crazy low. So with Harris English winning getting eight top tens out of his 19 cuts, and he's only missed four this year, at 8,400, I think he's a steal, and he's got a really good chance to win this whole thing.
I love that pick. I really want him on my team. I think he has a ton of potential this week, so that's an awesome pick.
Thanks, dude.
With my fourth guy, I'm going to go with this guy's just a low-key solid golfer. In his last six starts, he has four top 15 finishes. Another one of those is the 23rd. He's third on tour in total strokes gained per round. And for him to be my fourth guy, I feel like this is such a good value. Give me Patrick Cantlay, 9,200. He's smooth. And he is my fourth guy at 9,200.
What did you do? I spoke it into existence. I said, there's a lot of undervalued guys. I bet you have, what, 2,000-6,000 guys flat?
No.
You avoided your whole strategy. My guy went four top heavy. This is unheard of.
Like I explained earlier, because this is a no-cut event, I can take the chance on two guys that are sub 6,500.
Respect. No, I'm not hating because that's usually my strategy. I go super top heavy. I just kind of switch it up.
If it was a cut event, I would definitely not want this top heavy. Well, I took four guys I think could potentially be in the top five.
No, I
win
agree.
It all, so.
No, I love it. I it's great for the program. But for my fourth guy, I am way cheaper. But Cameron Tringali, I love him this year. Tone just gave me the nod of approval. He's had him on a couple DraftKings. This last event, he was on fire. He was top 15 the whole time, and then that day off layoff, now you're starting to realize why it ruined my whole entire event, that it was a day off layoff. Anyway, yeah, Cameron Tringali is obviously going to make a top 25 at least. He's going to be in contention. as far as getting like a top 10, top 5, obviously that's not what I'm looking for. Can I get an obviously count on my episode today? Because I've been nailing it. Anyway, I think he gets himself right where he wants to be. He's got those four top 10s, 19 out of 25 cuts. I love Cameron Tringali. And that's my fourth guy. I'm $1,700 under you. I cannot wait for your last two picks.
I mean, honestly, Tringali is another guy I really wanted to fit into my lineup. So that's an awesome pick, too. My last two guys, they might be low in cost, but they have a ton of value.
So top 70 guy, right?
They got to be. So for my fifth guy, he's another guy that can hit that bomber drive. He's been in really good recent form. He has a T8, T55, and a fifth-place finish in his last three starts. It's killer Keith Mitchell. 6,500 at this price point. Again, a T8, T55, and a fifth-place start in his last three starts. This guy is ridiculous. This course fits him so well. Give me killer Keith for 6,500.
I thought you're going with Cameron Champ. He's one of the long drivers. I felt that either him or Luke List, but I don't think Luke List made it. But now I got a more expensive guy. Kevin Streelman. He's 7,200. He had a little bit of a bumpy start to his season, but lately he's, every time I look at him in the score or the, what's the?
Scoreboard.
Scoreboard.
That's what they call it? The,
yeah.
I think it's a leaderboard.
Leaderboard, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, someone had to. But, no, he's always fighting for it. If there was a cut, I might have played it like there was a cut as far as this lineup goes, because Streelman's going to make the cut, but who knows what he's going to do in the last 2 days. He's a little bit older of a golfer. But, yeah, I think getting Kevin Streelman, who knows, he might fight his way and get himself a top 15.
Love to see it. Okay. So, with my last pick, this guy has a ton of value. He played really good last week in the Northern Trust. He got a 65 in the second round, a 66 in the third round. He can get a ton of birdies. This is a no-cut event. So, again, I don't mind taking a chance on my guy. I got to take Hudson Swafford, $6,000. Give me him all day. He's a dark horse to possibly finish in the top 20.
So I think my best value pick is who I just grabbed by far. He's been the hottest golfer over the course of the last 2.5-3 months. They undervalued him at 69. Nice. 100. And that is my guy, Mackenzie Hughes. How is he only 6,900? I understand there's a lot of big names out there. But the undervalues I'm grabbing is absolutely mortifying. I told everybody, I'm leaving Louis. Louis staying in there. This nice. Lineup's going into the universe. And so I'm finishing out at 69, and Mackenzie Hughes is going to absolutely fuck it for me.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Well, I was rooting for your team, man, but all right.
He has Bryson. What, did I finish it on a bad note?
No, I need confidence in your squad.
I know, it's just,
I'm confident for you.
I have so many lineups, I never know what to be confident in. And every time I get really confident in something, like
we were at
that party, and I was like, oh, everyone, look at my lineup. I'm about to win, like, big, and everything fell to shambles. So
this is it right here.
I was about to say, that's the only reason I don't think I was going to say my lineup, because I was terrified.
I felt so good about my lineup last week. I had two guys miss the cut by one stroke. If they both make the cut, there's no doubt I'm in top three. But unfortunately, I think I finished sixth or seventh. We're all like right there.
Yeah,
all three of us. So,
AJ had John Rahm and Tony Finau, which is wild.
Right, that was awesome.
But he had three guys miss the cut.
I had some bums, though.
That's insane. Yeah. Like, you never know. And
I was in first place on the first day. So I was like, okay, I'm going to lock
amped.
In a top three for
amped.
Sure.
Right.
But, yeah, those missed cuts really hurt.
I was in fourth going into the last day. I go, oh, I'll probably sneak in and psych.
Right.
I don't even know where I finished. I gave up. I was just so upset and disappointed. But, hey, it shows. We put the work in. we're not always right, so you always got to take that into consideration, but no one's always right.
Nope.
60%.
Yep.
That's what we aim for.
That's the goal.
Definitely keep an eye out for this weekend's games. Maybe we will even put it on a social media post, what we had taken or what we liked.
To luck it ins this week.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then it'll give people... Hey, are you still listening right now? Everybody, hey, real quick. Hey, Dane Leffler, you're walking your dog. Thank you so much for listening. But anyone else, if you're still listening, we appreciate it. I know we're towards the end of the show. AJ, shout out. Yep. AJ, shout out, moderator.
Big shout out to all the fans.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it more than anything. But anyway, do we have anything else on tap here?
I got two quick little pieces to leave us today.
I love it.
Real quick, we talked fantasy football. A little Luck Changers podcast breaking news.
Oh,
fantasy football wise. Patriots traded Sony Michel to the Rams. Something to keep your eyes on. Could be a nice little pickup since their starting running back is injured.
Well, wait, hold on. Super interesting. Tone, do you have a... You know about Sony Michel, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was a great trade. I think that gives a ton of room for Damian Harris. And that was an awesome pickup by Nate. So Nate slid in the free agency spot about an hour before I did this morning. And he snuck in there, got D. Harris, and I think it's over.
No, I got
well
Sony Michel in the free agents. I already had Damian Harris.
Oh.
Yeah, great pickup.
Oh, I was talking about Damian Harris the whole time.
Oh, I already had Damian Harris. Oh. I picked up Sony Michel.
Interesting.
Well.
Okay, I like that. That's interesting.
Oh, I drafted Damian Harris.
I thought he got drafted. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, so I had him.
I can't believe you picked him up.
And then I picked up Sony Michel. But I think my biggest thing was I had Marquez Callaway from the Saints on my bench, and now his upside's insane, not knowing when Michael Thomas is going to come back with Jameis at the helm. Give me a break. My team is stacked now. I have Ja'Marr Chase on my bench, and I have Sony Michel, Damian Harris, and Eric Ebron. That's my bench. I mean,
yeah. So
quick shout-out, Tone. I don't know if you looked at the recent standings or the projected standings. You did move up from 11 all the way up to 8. If you look at the trends, he has moved up more than anybody in the entire league.
Well, I think one thing that's interesting about my team is that I got both Javonte Williams and Trey Sermon, rookie running backs who they don't value them right now, but one of those guys are going to break out, if not both. So I think my team's a lot stronger than ESPN is allowing, me to be.
I agree because, NFL stands for not for long. So rookie running backs, I mean, holy cow, they go off. Like Leonard Fournette's best season arguably was his rookie year. He's gone now. That was so quick.
So, yeah, just a little tidbit for fantasy football fans out there. Last thing I got for you guys, a fight this weekend. Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. Just wanted to get your quick
takes.
This
weekend?
This weekend. Showtime. This is a legit actual fight. It's not on Triller. It's not a joke. It's actually a legitimate Showtime fight. It's in Cleveland.
A good fight card and everything?
It's not terrible. But obviously the big fight, Paul versus Tyron Woodley. Jake Paul is minus 200 and Tyron Woodley is plus 160.
That's it? Wow. That's almost a wash.
I got nothing on this one. I'm rooting for Woodley, actually, because I just want Jake Paul to lose because he's just so cocky and he hasn't earned anything. But at the same time, it would be kind of cool to see him win. So I'm okay with either side of the fight.
So my only problem is, and the worst part about me is that I always assume the worst, and this fight's going to be fixed. 100%. Someone's going to take a fall at some point. Tyron is probably going to... He won't go full because he's going to make a ton of money off of this fight. So it's terrifying. It's going to remind me of Rest in Peace Kimbo Slice versus Shram or whoever. I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. But it was just so unbelievably fixed. I think all these YouTube boxers or whatever, it's for the money. And I hate to say that, but I would love to see Woodley win, but unfortunately, it's beside me. I'm gonna pass.
I'm going Woodley plus 160.
You're going all in.
Yep. Yep.
Do we still do the Action app anymore?
No. No.
We will
for football.
Last time I opened that was when we got verified in West Virginia.
Yeah, maybe we'll open it back up.
I was about to say, I'll throw some in there just to see my... But anyway, real quick, before we do the ending, I need to ask all four of you. Do you think that you can finish the milk crate challenge?
No.
No.
You guys are crazy. I would stomp through that.
No, you wouldn't. I'd love to see you.
Yeah, let's try it.
I actually did put on the Action app a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah?
I put Illinois. I had them plus 7.5, and then I had, who we have here? UCLA minus 17. So.
Okay.
Oh, so you're pretty on par. I just put them
in kind of in the future because I figured the line was going to change. So that's all it was.
Nice.
No, yeah, right on. Yeah, so, no, I could totally do it, so. I just feel like you walk up crates, you walk down them. As long as no one kicks them out from under me, I can totally complete it.
I would love to see it.
I was on Google earlier looking up milk crates. You can get 96 strong count for like $600, and I might just like pull the trigger.
Yeah, go for it.
I'd love to record it. I'll just host milk crate events. $100 to try it. You win.
Okay.
$300 if you get through it.
Let's anyone? Do it. I'll watch.
You know what? Not only could I do it, I could do it with my eyeballs closed.
Okay.
After 30 beers.
Let's see it.
See you guys in the hospital. Anyway, do we have anything else on tap?
That's it.
That'll do it.
Well, perfect. It was super fun. We got week zero coming up. We got the BMW Championship. And it's just super fun weekend for sports. We got the Little League World Series still going on. And NFL is right around the corner, which means season two is right around the corner. If you're still listening and you have any suggestions on what color we're going to change our logo to, we're planning on changing our logo color every season. So season two is coming soon. Just keep an eye out for that. Be ready for football season. This is where we home in on our advice, our bets, everything like that. So get ready. Football's already here. Week zero, BMW Championship. Go ahead. If you haven't yet, check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all at Luck Changers Podcast. Do we have an email?
We do.
Do we?
In fact, we do. At luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us an email any evening, any day that you're looking for any kind of advice as far as any lines go, any fantasy sports, who you want to sit, who you want to play, DraftKings, who's a good value, anything like that. Shoot us an email. We will shout you out in the show and then respond to you immediately every time. Go ahead and do that. So as far as the Luck Changers, I am your host Nate. As far as co-host Tone, moderator AJ, behind the scenes DSA, we are the Luck Changers and we are out.
Moderator out.
Adios.
Peace. I'm out of here.